AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The U.S. and Israel continue pounding Iran with strikes in a campaign President Trump says will likely take weeks. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The president says the initial projection was 4 to 5 weeks.
But we have capability to go far longer than that.
He says Iran's nuclear and missile programs pose a direct threat to the U.S.
This was our last best chance to strike what we're doing right now and eliminate the intolerable threats posed by this sick and sinister regime.
Iran has long threatened to drag the region into total war if attacked, including targeting Israel, Gulf Arab states, and the crude oil flow. All of those have come under attack today, and the lack of an apparent exit plan for the U.S. and Israel sets the stage for a prolonged fight. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The AP's John Gambrell reports Iran has widened its list of targets.
They today attacked refineries in both Kuwait and in Qatar and in Saudi Arabia, including its Ras Tanur facility, which can process 500,000 barrels of crude oil a day. And this is starting to become a worry for analysts who say that global oil prices could spike even higher if the flow of oil is disrupted out of this crucial region.
Qatar Energy says it would stop its production of liquefied natural gas, taking one of the world's top suppliers off the market. It offered no timeline for restoring the production. The first U.S. military deaths, 4 so far, have been reported. Other deaths have been confirmed in Israel and Gulf nations, while Iran has said several hundred people have been killed there. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the mission is clear.
This operation is a clear, devastating, decisive mission. Destroy the missile threat, destroy the Navy, no nukes.
This is AP News. A deadly shooting in Texas.
Authorities say a gunman wearing clothes with an Iranian flag design and the words "property of Allah" killed 2 people and wounded 14 at a Texas bar. The FBI said the shooting in Austin is being investigated as a potential act of terrorism. Police shot and killed the man who had used both a pistol and a rifle early in the shooting. It came a day after the U.S. and Israel launched an attack on Iran. The Department of Homeland Security identified the gunman as 53-year-old Diaga Diagne. Multiple people briefed on the investigation say he is originally from Senegal. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Pakistan has deployed troops and imposed a curfew after deadly protests erupted over the killing of Iran's supreme leader in the U.S.-Israeli strikes. Thousands of Shiite demonstrators attacked the offices of the U.S. Military Observer Group, which monitors the ceasefire along the disputed region of Kashmir. Protesters also burned a police station. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.